penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
NHGLC, this is K8GPL.
Hey Eric, I gotcha.
Okay, I just want to let you know that I'm on my way. Should be there in about a half hour or so. KADPL Mobile.
WAYRC Mobile. Thank you.
penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
WHCPT testing.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
WHYRC Mobile.
Over with it, but it's been a couple days to get through it. But you have a good day at work today. Glad for a good start, guess for you.
Yeah, I'm glad today was easy. So it wasn't too bad. Hopefully you guys start to feeling better here and get around the corner there, because I know being sick is no fun. And so hopefully things will start getting better.
Me too. The only way for word to describe it, this is miserable. It's been hard. He's probably about a week behind me. I think I'm finally turning the corner. I'm still coughing a little bit, but I'm getting the rest of it out. But at least I'm feeling a little bit better. I think feeling more normal, so to speak, at least I'm able to get my breath. That helps out quite a bit.
I've heard whatever's going around has been horrible, and it takes forever to get rid of it.
Yeah, but that's what I imagine. It's probably going to take a little time, but I guess that's the way it goes. Glad to be home. Not really a whole lot. Not a lot of plans going on. We had planned for Bob's birthday, a little something, but it's probably going to have to be put on hold for now. We'll have to see how we both feel, I guess, at this point.
Yeah, try to rest and get as much R&R as you can. We'll get feeling better quickly.
Yes, indeed, absolutely. Yeah, in fact, I just went up to the store to find myself. Usually, you know, Mom and I go together. I went out yesterday morning to pick up my medicine, get some gasoline for the gas can there for the lawnmower. It's not like Mom, but it's better to stay home, I guess. Feel what we're feeling like. So, down and I'd say a little R&R there.
Yeah, for sure. If you guys need anything, don't hesitate to reach out and let us know.
In mind, you definitely don't want this stuff. That's for certain. But I appreciate so far, though, so good here on this one.
Well, keep us posted either way. So, like I said, whatever you guys need, just let us know, and we're happy to help out to the best we can, so.
Thank you, CD. We appreciate it very much. Thanks for the offer there. What do you think of the set? I think it went pretty well.
Gee, blame you. I think we did well. I really do. I think we executed well. The areas that mattered, I think honestly, we did phenomenal. There's a couple things you got to work on, but I think they're minor. I think everything went well, and I'm proud of everybody that participated, and definitely exciting stuff.
Yes, I agree.
I was trying to focus on our end here, but kind of usually I get a chance
So like I said, I think everything that you know, that matters, we executed well, and you know, it's good stuff. I think it'll be useful here in the event that we ever have to get deployed. And I think it's solid work. Currently working on getting the CAD together here for my leadership team, and hopefully help us out the next time here for this event.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Yeah, I'm sure that will, that'll help. I'm sure that'll help out. It takes a little bit of, doing, and keep the track of everyone, and the radio traffic, and
Wally and Mike did an awesome job in keeping track of everybody. Doing the two channels, having two nets going, I think it worked out really, really well. It helped keep everything in line, and it worked out very well. I think the next time, I think we'll do the same thing with the CNN.
Yes, absolutely. Like it's been said, if an incident like that were to occur, you'd have to speak to the type of channel or a channel like that, and keep that at the main frequency like that. So I'm in agreement. I think it's a good thing, and that's how it works out. So yes, I agree.
DMR part of it that worked out really well. Having three on the radio worked out really well. That way it's not just one person covering multiple channels. We got multiple people on three different channels. And I did it kind of how we do it in dispatch, where I was able to back up anybody that needs to use the restroom or need to step away for a moment. That really helps out. So.
Yes, I agree on that one. Again, I heard your voice. I heard Paul, I think, once or twice there. And, like you say, sometimes you just need to step away from it.
It helps out, I think, and then also, kind of gives a second set of ears for the channel. So it works really well.
NHGCB, and especially since Micah was on the wind link there, he wasn't able to do the slide work or backup there. So like I say, he had his own function pretty well covered on that end, and that's pretty cool for him to be able to step in. And what you mentioned there, he had some ideas. It really worked out good, sounds like.
Yeah, he did really good. He's getting pretty proficient on those ICS forms there. So Windlink will probably be his niche there, and once he gets his license, then he can get on the radio as much as he wants. But part of it, he did really well, and I told him I was proud of him. I'm proud of him in the fact that, too, like you said, he came up with some good ideas and you know, good things you know, to come up with. So.
Yes, absolutely. So, I like say, I'm sure he's still working on his studying, and you know, whenever he's ready, I'm sure he'll be ready to take the tech exam, and like say, he can get right on there at Wind Lake and other forms of communication out there.
Yeah, I'm excited for him. He's nervous. I think a lot of his nerves. His big thing is, you know, getting on the radio and just kind of, you know, breaking the ice there. But that's all right. We'll get him comfortable. And you know, I told him there's nothing to be nervous about. We all started somewhere, and you know, I goof up on the radio, and you just, you know, you laugh about it and you move on.
Yeah, that's the truth. Definitely stumble over words. You know, I'm checking in on that GMR net there, and feel like I'm fumbling words. And it's like, my goodness, it's a lot, you know. It's all in a day, and you know, we all do this once in a while. Yeah, it's.
Yeah, he will, I'm sure he will. And you know, it's just, keeping at it, be persistent and doing what you can. So it's good. I'm glad he was able to help out. Excited about it. He was definitely excited about that. That and getting involved and just, you know, having a part of it. So I was excited to have him there too.
That's a good father-son activity. That's for certain. You have to work with him a little bit, and definitely got to see the pictures there that you guys posted there on Houston.com, and I like seeing in action there, and Mike is Jack control, and a lot of the pictures that were taken, let's say, it's up for
Yeah. It's pretty good. I try to take as much as I can, because it's like, you know, try to take as many pictures as I can, because, you know, it helps out with, you know, getting, you know, with the advertisement part of it, you know, and recruiting and stuff. But, you know, it's good memories, too, and you know, having fun. That's what ham radio is about, is just having fun and enjoying the hobby. And like I said, you know, and I say this over and over, you know, there's a serious aspect of what we do, but you know, you gotta have fun in the whole aspect of it. And you know, when the hobby no longer becomes fun, then you lose interest, and that's not what we want. We wanna make sure that you know, we have that enjoyable time doing the hobby that we love.
I agree with you there on that. It's enjoyable to do. Like I say, it's a nice to, you know, pick up the mic and get home. And like I said, a good piece there that gentleman was doing the county CMR. Not quite a while. I think the battery is starting to wear down on the radio area.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. So, well, Dad, I am home. I'm going to head in here and relax. I think we're having Chinese today, and I'm kind of excited about it. I haven't had Chinese in a while, so I'm looking forward to it. But anyways, appreciate you coming north and the conversation. And definitely looking forward to QSO here Thursday. And hopefully you guys will have a good evening and stay warm tonight. It's supposed to drop down a little bit tonight, so.
Yeah, thanks for the ride along. Definitely good conversation today. And hey, that ride sounds pretty good there. Hope you enjoy it there. Anyway, like I say, enjoy your evening as well. And,
said hi. 73s and 88.2 and Mom. KY and you, Claire.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Kids here, BTL Mobile.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Here, BTL listening. Kids here, BTL.